Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hi guys, my name is Ciara Leahy from Irish Country Living and welcome to this week's Irish Country Living Podcast. And we're starting a really special series this week with our chef, Nevin Maguire. Hi, Nevin.
Hello, Ciara. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm really looking forward to this and thank you for asking me to the podcast, but also to these lovely recipes that we're going to give the Farmers Journal readers lots of inspiration. We're going to bring them on a journey of Spain. Isn't that right, Ciara?
Absolutely. So this is part of our new series that we're running. It's going to be called our Family and Friends Celebration. So the first Thursday of every month, Nevin, you're going to be cooking up something. Just, it's a bit more kind of a party series, I suppose. It's all about just breaking bread with the people that you enjoy spending time with. And yeah, what better way to kick it off this month than with Spanish tapas? I love Spanish tapas.
Yeah, me too. And I think there's something very nice and enjoyable about, you know, cooking for your family and friends. And it's been a difficult couple of years for everyone. So I think the whole, you know, being with people and enjoying good food, there's nothing nicer. It's a celebration of life and just good food and just to enjoy the company and just keep it simple. We have three lovely recipes which we're going to go through. And I know you've selected some lovely wines too, which I'm sure you could sample, which I think is a great idea. So we're giving the readers inspiration. We're giving them a nice little, some lovely recipes. And at the end of it, they're going to have a nice little occasion to celebrate life, I think so. And in a Spanish, inspired by Spanish food and wine, I think so. Yeah.
And I love that we've picked it now for September because it's kind of like the Indian summer, the end of the summer. And, you know, you still kind of get that summery feel from the Spanish tapas. So take us through some of the recipes that are going to be in this week's Irish Country Living.
Well, if there's one thing we do well in Ireland is our seafood. And we have a lovely prawn, peri-peri prawns with chorizo. So chorizo is a lovely kind of spicy Spanish sausage. There's lots of different varieties. There's actually Irish producers who make it too, which is wonderful. And the whole combination is like a really, really quick surf and turf. So you get your Dublin Bay prawns, your tiger tail prawns, whichever ones you want. They're peeled, deveined. You put them on skewers. It's actually one that can be cooked in the barbecue. And then the peri-peri sauce is like using some nice roasted peppers. You just blend that up with some lemon, a little touch of olive oil, some nice herbs in that, and then a squeeze of lemon juice. So it's fresh, it's zingy. And if you don't like prawns, this can be done with chicken, by the way, like a nice grilled chicken.
Oh, really?
It can be done with lots of other, even monkfish, because some people might have a shellfish allergy. But I love the quickness of this. This is a recipe that I make quite a bit at home, Ciara, to be honest with you. Connor and Lucia, they love this. And certainly when I was their age at 9, I wasn't eating peri-peri prawns. I didn't even know what prawns were.
Or chorizo, which we didn't even hear what chorizo was.
Bacon and cottage it was.
Nevin, I just want a bit of advice because I love prawns and I'm cooking them a lot more at home, especially with the pandemic where, you know, you're not going out and stuff. But it's such a delicate balance because you want them cooked through so that, you know, obviously because it's shellfish. And at the same time, if you leave it even a tiny bit too long, they end up, you know, shivering up and being tiny. So what's the advice?
Well, the key is to go to your local fishmonger, get them to devein the prawns. If you can get Dublin Bay prawns, they are expensive. I'm just going to say that for your listeners and viewers that are watching this. And I think it's important that you get them deshelled, deveined, bring them to room temperature. That's really important because they'll cook faster. Yeah, bring them to room temperature about 20, 30 minutes before you're actually going to cook them. And actually, you can have these assembled on a little skewer, on a little stick. So they're kind of not finger food, but they're kind of snack food. And they're a lovely way of eating. Your peri-peri dressing can be made ahead. But the key, Ciara, is to cook them within 2 or 3 minutes, you know, either side. They don't take long. And that really depends on the size of your prawns. Because remember, if you get a good hot pan or a barbecue, which I recommend, or grill them if you want to, they don't take long at all. Seafood and shellfish cooks really, really quickly. And you're right, there's nothing worse than prawn that's overcooked, it's dry, it's shriveled up. You know, you've paid a lot of money, so let's not overcook them. That's really important. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then you've also got a chicken and chorizo bake. So take me through that.
I just think this is so good. And again, I'm using the chorizo because it's a lovely smoky combination. Try and get the best, you know, Irish chicken that you can get. I'm using the corn fed one, fed in maize. Mm-hmm. There's some lovely producers in Monaghan and Cavan. And what I do is like to seal that off. This is done with some rice, so it's kind of a one pan dish that you can bring to the table. Let your family and friends or whoever you're cooking this for help themselves. So it's a recipe that can be kind of all assembled at the last minute, but finished. It's better kind of, it cooks in about 20, 25 minutes in the oven. Okay. So you can have your chicken sealed off, your garlic, your whole base for the dish ready to go. All you have to do then is just pop it into the oven while your guests come. You're enjoying your little peri-peri prawns. And then you can enjoy that. So the key is really nice, good quality chicken. We're using some nice long grain rice in this, some stock, a little touch of white wine, which I know you're going to talk about, that will complement this. And the whole thing should cook so it's succulent, it's moist. I like to cook what we call a supreme of chicken, which is kind of on the bone, because you get more flavor, but that's option. Or you can use chicken thighs, or you can use skinless chicken fillets. But when you cook it all in the rice, Ciara, with the chorizo, you can put a little bit of saffron or turmeric or spice it up if you want to. That gives the most delicious flavor. I sometimes throw peas into it, corn, spinach. So you can bulk it up with lots of different vegetables. It's something that my twins enjoy. It's not too spicy. It's not too strong in flavors. It's just a lovely one pot dish that I think works really well.
Absolutely. I actually made it a few months ago. It's fantastic because you can, like, what I love is, like, you have all this table set or whatever, and it's just a matter of, like, bringing your pan onto the table and you're good to go. Like, it's a brilliant dish for entertaining.
Absolutely. And I think it's a one pan dish. You're sealing off your chicken because that's going to give you nice color and flavor. The rice goes in there. You're cooking it in stock. It's actually a very healthy dish, too. The more I think of it, you could use brown rice. Now, if you're going to use brown rice, it's going to take longer to cook. It'll take up from 40 to 45 minutes. I'm just using long grain, or you can use even the likes of a basmati. Long grain is probably better for this. And I put a little bit of turmeric, a little touch of spice. You could use saffron. It's a bit more expensive. You know us Cavan lads, we'll be watching the pennies here. But I think this is a lovely recipe that all the family will enjoy. I'm putting peas in at the very end. You can put artichokes, you can put sun-dried tomatoes, but let's keep it really simple. Rice, chicken, some nice vegetables, nothing too strong in flavours. And I just think it works really well that you can just put it down at the table, let everyone help themselves. Because when you're doing kind of like a dinner party or cook up for your family and friends, you don't want to be stuck in the kitchen all day. You want to be relaxing with them, you know, and it's the company that's important, and it's the nice food. And that's why we picked these three simple recipes that can be all kind of made ahead, but finished at the last minute, and that you can enjoy with your family and friends.
Nevin, I'm an expert at this, right? Because we love having people over for barbecues. So I get all my work done before they come. Like, I do all the prep, and then Alan does the whole barbecue, my husband. And I'm like, yeah, grand. I'm sitting there drinking wine. Except the only thing then is I've been working all afternoon, and then everybody goes, oh, isn't he great making the barbecue for everybody? So I get none of the credit. So Nevin, going back to our chicken and chorizo dish, obviously getting really good chorizo is really important. So what's your favorite?
My favorite would have to be the one that I use a lot, is the Simply Better one, because I've got to meet the producer in Spain. It's not too spicy, and every chorizo is different. Remember that. There's one, Kira, that I've just recorded a new Spanish show, which is on RTE actually starting next week, which I'm really looking forward to. And it's called a sobrasada. And it's like chorizo, but it's much softer. It's definitely, you can actually spread it on toast, and they use it a lot. Slightly spicier, to be true, which and a little bit of vinegar in there too. But there's a lovely Irish one, like Gubeen Smokehouse. They do a really, really nice one. If we're trying to use Irish, why not support them? Because there's a lovely balance of spice, really good quality pork, and I think it's extremely well made. So it is a personal taste and choice. We don't want anything to overpower the dish, you know, and I think you get that lovely smoky flavour. I think that's really nice in this.
Excellent. And then the dessert is a creme catalan, which is like the Spanish version of a creme brulee. So talk me through it.
Yeah, the creme brulee. So the difference in the creme brulee and the creme catalan. So the creme brulee obviously is a French dessert. You have eggs in it, you have cream in it. This is just infused milk. There's cinnamon, orange rind and lemon rind. One thing they grow really, really well, especially in Mallorca when I was there, is citrus fruit. You just pick them off the trees, the incredible flavor. And some of them are more bitter than others. Obviously, it's like every kind of fruit. So what you do is you infuse the milk, and our lovely Irish milk, full fat, of course, nothing but the best. You put in a little touch of sugar, some cinnamon, some lemon zest and orange zest, and you warm that up and you infuse that. And then what you do is you pour that over some eggs, and then you whisk it with some corn flour. So it's like a thick, it's like a cooked, a lightly cooked custard. That's exactly what it is. Okay. It's much easier than a creme brulee. I'll tell you why, Kira. You don't have to bake it in a bain-marie. And what I usually do is just sprinkle it with a little bit of sugar. You can blow torch it. But if you don't want to do that, what you could do is sprinkle some chopped nuts or some lovely fruits. For example, we're still in the strawberry season here until the end of maybe October, middle of October, thereabouts. So lovely Pat Clark strawberries would work really well on top of that, which are lovely and sweet. It's a lovely light dessert. It's not heavy. You can make it 2 to 3 days ahead. Not that it will last that long. You'll have it eaten before that, trust me. But it's a really foolproof dessert, because people get nervous when you mention a creme brulee, cooking in a bain-marie. So I just think we were keeping with the whole kind of like Spanish theme, the citrus fruits, the lovely. It's just a lovely light dessert, and I'm a big fan of it. I really think it's lovely. Yeah.
That's the only one I haven't cooked yet, so I'm going to try that one this weekend.
Send me pictures.
Oh, I will. I'll be on the Insta. Come here, tell me about this new Spanish show that you're doing. I mean, I'm so jealous that you got to go to Mallorca.
I know. And I have to tell you something. We went away in May, and RTE, we got the letters, and we're able to go. And there was no fun in traveling then, because it was five of us went over. We were there for 3 weeks, Kira, and it was very strict in Spain when we got there. We were never even allowed to have dinner together, the five of us. It was a three and a two. You had to wear masks everywhere. And you know, when you're recording television, you have to stop and start, because it's not pretty watching the masks and whatever like that. So when we were there, we had an amazing time. We went to Mallorca and Menorca, the two islands. They get 17 million tourists there a year. And I'm really impressed. So it's a seven-part show every Wednesday night in RTE. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I saw actually the first kind of edit, or the finished edit, yesterday. So I did. And I think David Hare, who you know and have met on all my programs, he's done an amazing job with the difficult circumstances. Like our flights were cancelled three times.
I
feel very lucky and privileged. And Kira, when I got there, I bought all the wrong clothes. I had long sleeves. It was really warm. It was 25, 27 degrees. So I had to do a little bit of retail therapy in one day. But I had an absolute blast. Would I recommend it to go there? Absolutely. They're called the Balearic Islands.
And
I would definitely recommend it. It's a really foodie place now, because my first ever TV show that I did, Kira, probably when I started the journal now, it could be nearly 12, 13 years ago. That was the first place that I went to Mallorca and Menorca, or to Mallorca, first of all. So it's changed a lot. The food scene is exciting. I just loved it. I loved it. And I think the viewers will really enjoy the whole experience, from the wine to the food. I just think it's a wonderful place. I would recommend it.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, because at least we can kind of get excited about traveling again, you know. Oh. So that's one for the list.
I know. Put it on the list. It's getting long.
Now, before we go into the wine, tell me, how's everything with the restaurant? And you know, it's obviously been a very tough year and, you know, being reopened. How's it all going?
Yeah, you know, Ciara, we learned a lot from when we reopened, first of all, last July. And then when we got to open this year again, we were closed for 8 months. So we've done the exactly same format, residents only at the start, 40, 45 guests. We had 50 of our original staff back, so we 58 staff employed. It has went really well. We opened up the 6 days. We cancelled over 3,000 bookings, to be truthful with you. Yeah. And so that has caused a bit of a challenge, to be truthful with you, because one thing that I've noticed now in the last maybe couple of months, the amount of cancellations every day. So people are cancelling and then they're rebooking people book up, snap it up very, very quickly. So we're very happy how it's going, Ciara. I would describe it as we're not doing 2 sittings. We give everyone the 2 meters. We have a really good experience for our guests and less stressful for the staff. I think definitely we've changed the way we're running our business big time because of COVID. And I think for the better, Ciara, to be truthful with you. Yeah, I think long term.
But, you know, you say that, Nevin, and, you know, I was delighted to come up and visit and have a meal there last month. I mean, you say it's so different, but it actually felt the same. As well, do you know that kind of way? Like it didn't feel like, and it was great because it felt really like back to normal. You know, it was very, very safe and distanced and everything, but it still felt like such a treat. So,
well, thank you, because I have to acknowledge the staff, because, you know, for them, they were out of work for 8 months and it's great to have them back and just lovely to have people within the building. And, you know, like 99.9% of our customers are Irish. You know, we don't get a huge amount of tourists, so we're very grateful. Lots of the Farmers Journal readers, and they're always talking to me about reading the column and everything. So I'm very grateful, and I definitely never take my business for granted or my guests or my staff. So we're very lucky, Ciara. It was great having you up, and I won't tell any stories about carrying you up to bed after 1 o'clock.
No, we better not. No. But speaking of which, Bláthain is your sommelier. And she does an amazing job. So I'm really nervous now at my wine recommendations. I hope Bláthain will approve. One of the things that we're doing with this page as well is that I'm recommending some wine that will pair with it. So I've kept it Spanish, Nevin. That's what I've done.
Surprise!
Surprise! But no, I guess the minute you sent me the recipes, the first thing I thought was brilliant, because it allows me to talk about one of my favourite white wines, which is Albarino. You know, I absolutely love it. I'm kind of a person that likes quite an acidic wine. But I just think that Albarino gives it a bit more depth. Now, I actually visited there as well a few years ago, to the Galicia area. And I just found it absolutely fascinating. And one of the things that really struck me when I was there was, if Ireland was a wine producing country, it would look and feel so much like Galicia and where the Albarino grape is grown, because it's like the west of Ireland, Nevin. You been there?
Yeah, we were there 2 years ago, and I definitely recommend someone visiting. It's very like Ireland. It's green, it's lush. Their wine, as you said, and I think you picked a beautiful wine, the Albarino. It's a fantastic food wine with fish, with the chicken, or with the prawns. I think you picked a gem of a wine. Yeah, well done.
Because, you know, it's actually really funny, because when I was there, it's all small farms. It's all small. I actually was told that the farms don't get divided up as they get passed down. So they're all really small plots. So what you have is you have a lot of people that are growing grapes, but are also accountants and doctors and teachers. So, and then they're all feeding into the big vineyards. And it actually has one of the highest rainfalls of any wine producing area in the world. So look at it could be called Galway as much as it's called Galicia is what I think. So the two that I picked, because they are great to go with seafood, is the first one is the Ney Sonora, and this is one of the simply better ones in Dunn's stores. And this comes in at 15 euros. What I love about it is, you know, when people talk about Albarino, they say, you know, it's a young, fruity wine, which it is. But I don't think that gives it the credit it deserves, because it can really have depth. And, you know, this one does have all those beautiful citrus flavours, but it's also got like a herbaceous kind of an element to it that really lifts it. And you also get this like lovely stone fruit flavors, especially peach comes through, and it's got a little bit of minerality in it, and it is a great seafood match. So I think this one would go great with the peri peri prawns. And then the other white that I chose is called the Finca de Arantier. And I'm terrible with my Spanish, but I hope I pronounced that right. And that is from the Wine Buff. And this is a little more pricey. It comes in at $19.99. But what's really interesting about it is, remember I was telling you earlier that most of the vineyards in Albert or in Galicia are small. This one is actually made from just one vineyard. So it's slightly unusual, you know, so the grapes are coming from just one area, and their philosophy is, because they're controlling the quality of the grapes, they produce really high quality wine at a reasonable price. And I think that this really does. And it has a little bit of spice. So it actually could carry, if you were to, you know, with the chorizo as well, it wouldn't be overpowered by the chorizo. And one of the things to watch out for with a really good Albarino is just that little bit of salinity, which is that kind of little bit of like a little touch of saltiness, and that is from the mist that comes in from the Atlantic over the vineyard. So that's one of my favorite parts of the Albarino wine.
That looks, yeah, I've tried that second one now. I've tried the first one. That's lovely the way you're holding that up. Beautiful label too. Good recommendation.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. So we really enjoyed those two. Well, yeah, done. Absolutely. So then with the red, I was thinking, right, we don't want to go too powerful with the red, because, you know, the chicken and chorizo bake is still poultry. It's not like it's red meat or anything like that. And that's why I went towards Rioja, towards the Tempranillo grape. And Rioja, the Rioja area, it's inland in Spain. And what's really interesting is there's mountains that surround it, so the clouds don't actually come over it a lot. So it means there's a lot of sun, which means, you know, the grapes get really fruity and bold. It can be a really big, bold wine. But if you go for a younger version, it can be really smooth. That's one of the things that I love about a Rioja, is it's really smooth. So there's two that I've chosen. And the first is the Campo de Viega Tempranillo. And this one, it's quite a light Rioja, which is going to go perfect with this, with the dishes. And it has intense flavors of red fruit and vanilla and like a touch of oak, but it's really got a velvety texture. It's very smooth. It goes great with poultry. And a little tip is to chill it for a few minutes before serving to really bring out the flavors. And this one is usually about $12.50, but it's actually on offer next week in Centra for €8 from the 9th to the 12th of September. So that's a really good one to get.
Good woman.
Yeah, well, look, you have to get the value, Nevin, don't you? But then this is actually one of my favorites that I chose. So this is the Vino Albaridi Reserva, and this one comes from the Celtic Whiskey Shop. This is really taking things up a notch now. It's $21.50, but this is, look, if you're having friends and family over for tapas and you haven't seen them in a while, this is the one to go with. It is absolutely gorgeous. So this is the Reserva, and it's very deserving of the status. So that's the second highest quality status of Spanish wines you can get. And to be labelled a Reserva, the wine must be aged for 3 years and at least one in casks. But really good winemakers go above and beyond. And this is 2 years, and you can really taste the impact of it. It's got ripe black cherry flavors, like, you know, like a jammy kind of a strawberry taste. It's beautiful. Little bit of caramel and like a small bit of spice. It's going to work absolutely beautiful with the chorizo. If I'm serving this, I throw an extra bit of chorizo then that is in your recipes, Nevin, just to, you know, bring it to the next level.
You know, Rioja is an amazing region. We were there a few years ago when we done the whole Basque country, and I must say Spanish wines are just incredible. And
oh, absolutely.
One thing I've learned about my travels in Spain, and we've done quite a few shows there, how regional, how different it is. All the different areas were specialized in different products, whether it's the Ibérico ham or Serrano ham or whatever. It's just it's a special place in their wines. You pick some crackers there. Well done.
Oh, great.
Super.
Amazing. Well, Nevin, I think that's a wrap on our tapas for this month. It's been great chatting to you.
You too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're going to be doing this once a month, going through the recipes and having a little... We should be sipping the wine, really, but, you know, it's pretty early in the morning that we're doing this recording.
But thank you so much. Ciara, come on.
But thank you so much for your time.
Ciara, thank you. And listen, I hope you know, all the readers in the Farmers Journal will enjoy the recipes. We'll keep it nice and light and simple, you know, every month. And thanks to yourself and Amy and all the team. It's a great little project we've started. So we want feedback from people who make the recipes, who try the food, might drink the wine. Engagement is so important. So come back to us and let us know what you think. Isn't that right, Ciara?
Absolutely. And any questions as well, I'll fire them at Nevin next month.
Thanks, Ciara.
Thank you.
Bye, Beth. Thank you.
Bye.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.